بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم الشفاعة في الحدود. There is a chapter on the prohibition that it is not permissible to intercede in far as the penal laws of Islam are concerned. That means the major crimes, the capital crimes. If somebody has committed such a crime, then it is not permissible to intercede on that person to make sifarish for him, that he must be let off the hook, he must be forgiven. This is not permitted. قال الله تعالى, Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran Sharif, الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة. That a female who commits fornication, that is, who is an unmarried woman, and a man who commits fornication, who has sexual relations and is unmarried, then give them 100 lashes. Each one must be given 100 lashes. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. And let not your pity overtake you with regard to this, that we have to punish this person, etc. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. That is, if you have iman on Allah and the last day, then whenever such a crime is committed by anyone, then that person and is found guilty of that crime, the trial will take place, and is found guilty, then 100 lashes must be given to each one of them. And other nations, as discussed in front, became destroyed when the rich amongst them committed such crimes, then they were let off the hook with bribery or whatever, and the poor, and then they were punished for it. So in Islam, we see in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever was found guilty of any such crimes, the punishment was given to them. We read further, وَعَنْ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, أن قريشا أهمهم شأن المرأة المخزومية التي سرقت. The Quraysh were concerned about a lady, Imra'i Makhzumiya, who had committed the crime of theft. And her hands were to be cut now, that because she had committed the crime of stealing, of theft. فقالوا من يكلم فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They discussed amongst themselves and asked that who will intercede, who will go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him for leniency, that she must be let off the hook, her hands must not be cut. Who is there who can do this job and go and intercede? فقالوا ومن يجتري عليه إلا أسامة بن زيد. They said, who can ever do this? It's only one person, Usama bin Zayd, who is the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's so beloved, he'll have the courage to go. And hopefully his intercession will save this woman from her hands being cut. فَكَلَّمَهُ Usama. Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَتَشْفَعُوا فِي حَدِّ مِنْ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Are you interceding in the laws of which Allah has said, the penal code, the laws which Allah has made, are you interceding on that behalf? ثُمَّ قَامَ فَخَتَبَ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and gave a khutbah, a bayan, a lecture. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And in the bayan he said, إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ الَّذِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا سَرَقَ فِيهِمُ الشَّرِيفُ تَرَكُوهُ. He says, the nations of before got destroyed, that whenever any person from amongst them, a rich person, a person of social standing, when he had done something wrong, he stole, etc., then they would leave him, set him off. That is by bribery or whatever, that he's a person of high or social standing, very rich man, anything, they would let him off. وَإِذَا سَرَقَ فِيهُمُ الضَّعِيفُ. And when the poor, downtrodden people, if they would have to steal, أَقَامُ عَلَيْهِ الْحَدِ. Then they would meet out that punishment to those people, the punishment which Allah Ta'ala has said. وَيْمُ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَنَّ فَاطِمَ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ سَرَقَتْ لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, I take an oath by Allah that if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is, if even if my own daughter had to steal, I would make sure that I cut her hands as well. This was the justice which was in Islam, that whoever did wrong, the punishment was to be meted out. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in another narration it comes, فَتَلَوَّنَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. When Hazrat Usama bin Zayd interceded, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's face color changed. He became very angry and upset that how can we change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. فقال أتشفعوا في حد من حدود الله, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam angrily told him, are you interceding in one of the laws of Allah, that the law of Allah must be changed? Are you interceding on that behalf? فقال أسامة, Hazrat Usama رضي الله تعالى عنه said, استغفر لي يا رسول الله, O Allah's Rasul, seek forgiveness on my behalf from Allah, that I took up this courage and I did this great wrong of trying to change and interceding on behalf of this lady and changing and breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala. قال ثم أمر بتلك المرأة فقطعت يدها. Then the command, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the command and her one hand was cut because of her stealing. The first time a person steals and it is proven, and there are various conditions, it's not just a straightforward thing, a person just steals and the hands are cut, one hand is cut the first time, and there are very stringent laws for this. And also the propaganda that is made against Islam, that for they take it in today's society, that if you have to cut people's hand, everyone's hand will be cut, because everyone is a rogue, is a stealer, is a crook today. But this was in that pure society, where you would hardly find. And they made us example of one person, and then the rest of the public completely stayed away from it. If these type of laws are enacted today, just by the enaction of that law, it being passed, already three quarter of the crime will come to an end. And one, two examples will be made, and then crime will come to its end. But today it is completely different. The law is on the side of the wrongdoers, on the side of the criminals. And therefore they get more courage to do all their wrong. If a person intrudes in your house, and you have to do something to him in your own house, then you will be found guilty for assault, etc. So the law has, this is the condition, and therefore the free people have to live as prisoners today in their own homes, with all the burglar bars, etc. And the free, and the criminals, they are walking around freely everywhere. The woman referred to here was the daughter of the brother of Hazrat Abu Usama, Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. The hadith teaches us that Islam is a religion of justice and equality. It does not differentiate between the rich and the poor regarding the implementation of law. One may intercede in a case which demands the implementation of penal code before it reaches the Qadi, the Islamic court. After it reaches the court, intercession will not be valid. The hadith also highlights the virtue of Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his high status in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who himself was a slave at one time and he was set free, and how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him and held him in great status. Subhanallah.